And you're like,
I just like to see dicks. I mean, like, would you, if somebody showed you outlines of boobs, don't you just like any boobs?
I guess. I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. But I thought you would want, like a fucking hog in one, you know?
Of course. That's what I'm looking for. I'm hog hunting. Maybe I'll.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard, for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all makes sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you, which really is the best part about Mint Mobile. Why are you paying for stuff that you don't need? Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. And that is the best part. Use your own phone. You can transfer all your contacts over. It's so easy. We use Mint Mobile for our office and we save over $50 on our monthly phone bill. And it took almost no effort at all to set us up. It's amazing. To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hi, welcome to Lucifer's Lair. Your host, Robert Paul Champagne here. You all know my tunes by now, but I guess get some new ones want to call and come over and fuck the shit out of me. 917-353-2913.
I bought something out they want to be bought out, but didn't bought it out. Right, boss?
It's falling apart, so you don't want to fix it. They're lazy and I want to...
Oh, calm down. I didn't care for a new game in today. Too mushy, too lovey-dovey.
Yeah,
ready for the hardcore dick. That red flag. That red flag. Stroking my dick, man. Fucking naked, man. Yeah. If they call a phone... Okay, let me smoke cigars. Okay. My mother, when I was a teen, used to sit and read porn books to me, and we had fun.
Way to go, RPC. We're proud of you, man. That was awesome. Please put up more videos like that.
I mean, look, I have to tell you, though, his videos have gotten better.
Baby. Get off.
The horniness is at a fever pitch. And he can't take it anymore. He's resorted to just ejaculating in front of people because he can't take his horniness anymore.
Yeah, I totally get it.
He's begged. He's put it out there. And now he's just going to masturbate in front of you.
Yep. Yeah. That's a whole mood right there.
You've been saying the phrase all morning.
I bought something out to want to be brought up, but didn't brought it out. RPC is always inspiring us.
For years.
The man. I love him.
The most iconic person on YMH to date, I would argue.
I would say that is
Robert
definitely.
Paul Champagne.
Definitely.
Come check it out.
They go to Coney Island.
It's in my building. Try it out.
Coney Island.
Such a great, man. I've been riding a high since Friday.
Friday, same here. I think that was arguably the best YMH live we've had.
It was. And, it, you know, these things are always subjective, so people, you know, will agree, disagree. But from what I've seen, most people feel the same way.
It was
awesome.
I'll tell you,
let me just say that I think I speak for all of us here and everybody probably at home that it's a real disappointment to see you today.
I imagine that you would be disappointed, and the staff, and the energy is different now that Tina's gone.
Yeah,
she was here.
I've been bummed out.
Yeah. I've noticed that. Your penis has been much limper, and you don't look at me as much.
What's the point? We'll get into it all here in a moment. If you miss the live show, you can still watch it through this coming weekend. I'm going to have it extended. So through the weekend, go to livestream.ymhstudios.com. And yeah, watch YMH Live 4. We'll go through a whole bunch of stuff that happened on the show here in a moment. But let's get into this here.
Let me see. The opening clip.
Yeah, there's always.
This guy's one of my faves.
Oh, this is a different guy.
Oh,
different guy. You're gonna. Okay. I think you're really gonna like this guy, though. He seems cool.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about you lads, but I'm sleeping with the fan on tonight, baby. Fucking beaming.
Yeah, seems pretty cool.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand.
Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura, and
Christina Pajitsi.
Welcome to your mom's house.
That's what I'm talking about. This is just like a chill, new kind of cool lane, I thought.
You know? Yeah, he's. We've met him before.
Have we?
Well, I've seen him on the talk then. Maybe you guys aren't familiar.
Oh.
He's an alcoholic and he's on TikTok.
Okay.
What? No, I'm serious because he's always like, I went to the pub, I strapped one on, I got to go to work tomorrow. He's a hot mess. He's great.
I just thought like it was kind of one of those things that would be fun to go like, you know, it's kind of like a throwback to like, what are we seeing here? Are we seeing like a manic episode? Are we seeing maybe someone pop some Adderall just to wake up, you know, just like what's going on?
Yeah.
Because he definitely has a cool look in his eye.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. He's using his fan, which is what you like to do too. So.
Yeah, I don't usually make videos like this.
I'm sleeping with the fan on tonight, baby.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because mm-hmm. He actually made this and was like, oh, like people will.
This content.
Is appealing. This is cool thing to show people, you know. There's a fan on in my face.
The thing is,
all right,
Tom.
Yeah,
I like to see this stuff.
You do.
Like I follow him, and I want to see it too.
Well, I don't know about you lads, but I'm sleeping with the fan on tonight, baby. Fucking beaming.
You think he's hammered?
Yeah.
Really?
Because I've seen his other talks, and he's always like, I'm hungover,
yeah.
I'm going to the pub,
I got this point.
And work hard, play hard, live life 365.
You know what it is. That's what we do here. That is what we do here, man.
We are riding a high from Friday. Like I have been smiling.
Me too.
All weekend. You and I have just been in the best moods.
Well, here's the thing.
It was so fun.
It was just so fun, and I think, you know, we work really hard on putting the live shows together. It really is a huge like group effort, and from like production, you know, reaching out to people. I mean, it's people know now, but you, you know, if they don't know, you know, you went on a date with the King.
Oh my God.
It was pretty amazing.
You guys,
that's on the live show. We did,
it was wild.
We had Marcus King. They did like such an incredible performance. They did an original song. They did a cover of War Pigs. It was just like, and Chris DiStefano, who was just like made for this show. Like,
oh my
some
God.
People, I was thinking about it. Some people, you know, we've had a lot of funny people as guests on our show. Some people are funny, and then there's people who are funny, and it works like it's a perfect marriage on the show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So his personality, the way
the sensibility
that
of vibe.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Do you zone in on the stuff
he's,
that we kind of do?
He's great.
And,
he was so funny.
Oh, man. Chrissy.
And then, you know, the showstopper, of course, was that you finally did the right thing. You know? And you looked respectable for once.
For once. It was my transformation into Tina.
Yes.
Your new love of your life.
Oh,
and
God.
That transformation was over the course of 2 days. It was wild. It was like 4 hours.
I'm still out of cum.
Prosthetics.
It's been like a few days and I'm just fully empty.
Well, we had to bang in the studio. You guys didn't know this, but when we stopped down and we were all done, Tom and I fucked on the set.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
On the couch.
It was pretty cool.
It was pretty hot, right?
Yeah. It was. You know what? It felt like if sometimes like when you disrespect a woman, it doesn't feel right. But like it felt like the right thing to do.
Yeah, because Tina liked that abuse.
Yeah. I loved it.
That's what she leads
like
with.
When I'm with Christina, I'm like, yeah, I'll go take a shower. Yeah. But like with Tina, I was like, the fuck are you talking about? Like, this is what you earned. This is what you're all about.
She doesn't deserve a shower.
No.
She doesn't deserve anything.
No, and like, you know, I never spit in your face, but when you're a Tina, you know, I knew that's like blowing you a kiss.
Yeah, you really like that. And did you like finally getting rid of these pathetic hungry tits and getting some real tits on me?
Real fucking tits on you, yeah.
You really like those, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What about the tats on the tits?
Oh, God.
You know what's great is that when Chris DiStefano walked in and I was getting it all done to me, and he was like, he didn't recognize me at first, and he's like, oh, I love it. He's like, you could be... He's like, you're my next baby mama.
Yeah, everybody.
Like, he's like, this is what I like, Chrissy. I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm talking like I had knuckle tats that said Tom Forever.
Yeah.
I had above the eyebrows.
Oh, it was perfect.
I had everything.
You were perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And I have to say that it was cool that I got the experience to be basically like a crazy looking porno chick for a few hours. I know why girls do it. There's a lot of power in it.
Yeah, it's really interesting. There's the there's the initial kind of like, you know, wow of seeing it, right? You react
forever.
In the moment.
Yeah.
But then it's kind of interesting to like break it down as a social experiment.
Yeah.
You actually got to do it because I've seen social experiments like this where they put a thin person in a fat suit. And they walk around and they're like, oh, my God, I was treated so differently.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Like they were shamed and people had disdain for them. But they got to experience what it's like.
Yeah.
And there's that famous SNL sketch from, you know, 30 years ago where Eddie Murphy put on like it was a sketch.
Yeah.
But he walked around and like walked into a bank and they're like, would you like a loan? You know, it's a joke, but it's an experiment. But you got to go from like, you know, normal woman.
Right.
To like super slut.
Right. But where sex is your superpower.
Yeah.
And I have to say, you guys are always like so cool to me. And I felt the energy shift. It changed. Do the head thing that you did to me this morning where you're like a normal guy looks at you like this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is for real.
This is the switch.
And this is like I've felt it before. It's not even conscious. It's like primal biological DNA wiring. Where like you look at a normal woman, you know, like this, and then if like a whore like that, you go like,
yes,
you know,
yes.
It's like your brain going, you should fuck that. You need to impregnate that.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
And I felt it from like, I would say, except for Chris Larson, who's legit. I mean, Chris is quiet. I think
was also like, that's a disgusting woman. Like he wasn't like, oh, that's appealing. He was like, that's a broken woman that needs therapy and help, and she probably needs a shelter to live in, you know.
How did you feel, Chris? Because you were the quietest of all the boys.
I mean, yeah, like, it was a traumatizing look, but it still made my dick hard, for sure.
Yes! I can't believe he said that!
Yes.
I cannot believe he said that.
That was
the
best.
We've been trying to get Chris to say something inappropriate for years.
Like fucking feels like 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And it still made his dick hard.
I'm telling you, it's not even, you're not even thinking about it. It's just it automatically, we're still animals at our core.
Yeah. So so what it is the hypersexuality. It's the extra big tits, the extra big lips, the extra, everything's so extra. Now, does that make your dick hard too, or is that too big, too cray cray?
Well, that's such an extreme. Like, I mean, I'm not soft,
right?
You know what I mean?
It's still there. There's a little blood flow, Chris.
It's so extreme.
Your dick still get hard when you see that one? That's a yes. Okay,
that's a yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Your mom's house live, you'll feel it in your mousetrap. that's such a sad look on her face. That doesn't make my dick hard.
That was a good clip, too. You guys really found some bangers in the heavy.
That's
amazing.
I think Clavicles made this.
Gosh.
This is a piece of art, man. This is rad. He took a photo, I think Annie took this photo. I don't know, or if Lindsay took it. I don't remember who took this photo.
I think it might have been Annie.
But he threw the Pulp Fiction artwork on it. So cool.
And also my favorite, the tats is your head, and then there's horns coming out of your head, which is just the best.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Oh, my God.
This is a meme breaking down what YMH Live 4 was. Oh, my God.
It was a maze, you guys.
It really was. It was so fun. That's the thing
God.
Is, I've said it before, but it's so, the live shows to me feel like when I'm on tour and you have a show one night where you're like, that was
a banger.
Yeah, so the next morning, you're walking through the hotel and you're oh, man, that was so fun.
It was all on. Everything was on.
Yeah, it was on.
Well, just a few more words about being a tatted chick.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was surprised at how much I enjoyed wearing the tattoos.
Yeah.
I actually really, really liked them.
Well, you kept an arm sleeve.
I asked him to keep one of the sleeves on, not daddy with the devil horns, because I didn't want our kids to completely cry when they saw me.
What happened to dad?
But I kept the left sleeve with the
It actually
ball.
Looked rad.
It was
so cool.
Dope. And then I kept here. I still have, I kept her because I like 13, lucky 13.
Uh-huh.
But the knuckle tats were awesome, and I really still want to get those, and I think I want a sleeve.
Yeah.
Because I liked walking around our neighborhood with it the next day. I wore like a suburban mom outfit with a sleeve, and it was rad.
Those face tats look good.
I don't know about the face. The face one's really aggressive.
But, you know, what I was thinking was, because I knew what you were talking about, and you said, you know, you could feel, you feel the shift yourself.
It's a total different
and you feel
energy.
The power. I was like, oh, I kind of wish everyone could jump, could try this. Like every woman.
To get hypersexualized.
And then men with the equivalent, whatever the equivalent is. You know, it's kind of different to dress a man up.
I wish
this.
You would do that.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Can we hypersexualize?
I mean, I'm pretty fucking hardcore sexy. I don't know what you would do to me, you know?
I was thinking, though, I would rather have you be more softer.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Because, you know, with this hypersexual lady, you were jizzing on me all weekend. And I was like, okay, enough. I wouldn't mind you moving into a different direction a little. Like, now with your health kick, you're fucking juicing all the time. You're making your shakes. You're eating spinach, everything. Maybe could we, snuggle a little bit more?
Yeah.
I mean, I know that you can come. Can you cuddle? Is what I'm asking for.
I see what you mean.
Can you just be a little?
Yeah.
I mean, you're very masculine. I really like that about you. But it's always fuck, yeah. You know, just a little.
Softer.
Yeah.
Okay. That'll be my experiment.
Okay.
I'll try to get softer.
Let's get you softened. Oh, I was going to say the one thing I didn't like about being hypersex girl.
Yeah.
Is that when you're this identity, like the tats and the tits and the hair and the door knocker and at the lips, there's no downtime. Like you're, I think what's the problem with this identity is that it's always, you're always that person. And in regular life, one night I like to look like her, maybe I'll wear a trampy dress out for dinner with Tom. And I'm like this girl for one night. And then you take off the makeup.
Yeah.
I think when you're always this way, that's when
it
gets sad.
I noticed that
it's weird
when we finally left, you put on what strippers wear when they're done stripping, which is baggy sweats.
Yeah.
Because baggy sweats tell the world, hey, don't sexualize.
I'm done.
Don't sexualize me. Every human being has the right to go, I'm wearing baggy sweats, and that means I want to relax. I don't want to be approached.
Stop putting your dick in me.
Pull your dick away.
Put your dick away, everybody.
And that's the porn girl and strippers announcement to the world. I'm not working right now.
Yeah.
please. Let me just get a fucking bag of chips and a fucking soda. I just want to relax.
Yeah, but Tina, she could get anything she wanted in this world.
Yeah, yeah.
That bitch could ruin countries and ruin lives.
Oh, ruin, yeah.
Ruin marriages.
Ruin.
She's a homewrecker, that one.
Oh, yeah.
She's
but
a
also,
country
like,
wrecker.
I also feel like, it wouldn't even register. She'd be like, what? Yeah. Yeah, I blew those six guys. So what? So that chick goes. Right.
But
and
I
and then the guy's like, so hot, baby. The guy that marries, because that girl like has a husband. You're like, you have a husband? He's like, I love what you fucks like eight guys. Those guys.
Who's the guy that's like, who's the guy that really?
He's in Vegas.
Yeah, he's a Vegas guy. Know, definitely.
He loves
in Vegas.
He's got a lot of shiny shit.
And yeah.
Shiny suits.
Always with partying.
Got a lot. He wears a lot of rings.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a lot of wristbands.
He's
and
a party guy.
He's a party guy. For sure a party guy. And he's like, you want to fuck? Or you want to fuck her? I love it. I love it, babe. Speaking of the live show, we asked and we have because it was so fun. I got tagged in fucking hundreds of stories on Instagram. And I think people also emailed in their reacting to heavy clips.
Oh, my God.
And it's kind of one of my favorite things to watch are people reacting. Because it's fun. It makes you feel like you're alive, like part of the show. And so I haven't seen these yet, but they're in my folder. So
here's some
people watching the heavy segment, and it's really fun to see these.
What the fuck?
Oh no! Please don't pull out your
arm. Oh my God! Oh my God!
This is where I'm like,
oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
That's Julia J. Here's Alex K.
Oh my God. What are you doing?
No, 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 Tom. It's opening up. It's eyeballs opening up.
What is he doing?
Oh God. Oh God. Not puke. Oh, pukes.
No. Please stop.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
Andrew B.
No.
No.
At the same time.
This is why we have
to. No, look what he's doing now. Look what he's doing now. Look what he's doing now. Why?
So there's so much anxiety.
Oh,
he's rocking.
No.
That is like
the anxiety one is the best. You're
oh
like,
my God. Oh, it made me laugh so hard. These were making me laugh all weekend.
Oh,
here's
fuck.
Danielle B.
This is why we have to go to war with these people. Oh my God.
The cat is like, what's happening?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Dude,
what's he doing? Tell me.
She looks really traumatized by
but
it.
But everybody, you can hear us in the studio, and we're the same way. It was so horrible.
That was horrible.
That was a crazy closer, dude.
Well, but the whole heavy segment had like such, it was like a symphony.
It was.
It really was. It built it beautifully. I mean, it really was something special. And I love that there was a like kind of a soft opening, so people were like, oh, this is not so bad. You know, and it's like kind of progresses. It's exactly what a heavy segment should be.
So. Right, it starts with a little amuse-bouche.
Yeah, they're like, something. Oh, they're fucking on a mountain? Okay,
yeah, what's
cool.
that? Yeah. And then you get your appetizer and the soup, and then, wait a minute, this is different.
And then you're like, you want to drink some fucking gasoline to close this thing out? It's crazy, man.
It was so crazy.
Fun. So anyways, I mean, thank everybody. Thank you to everybody that joined us. Thank you to everybody that works here.
Yes, you guys did a great job.
It was a great thing.
Whew. Fuck, that was so much fun, Gene.
Yeah, it was fun.
I just love how much people care about our show and how much we care and everyone cares. It's nice.
It's fun.
It's really so much fun. It was so fun. It was fun to become Tina, and it was fun to meet the king.
I mean,
and do you realize?
Good morning, my queen above 18.
It was wild.
Yeah, it's just time to wake up.
You went on a date with this guy.
Yeah, bro, and you'll see it on the live show. I don't want to give too much away about our courtship, but we learned a lot about him.
Yeah.
We got to learn about how to order merch.
And everything.
And he's got a new business enterprise that you guys are going to hear all about.
It's pretty wild. He's really expanding.
It's the wildest shit I've ever heard. And good for him. I think he's a millionaire now with his new business model.
Okay.
If you could only figure out how to order.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know what it is. Livestream.ymastudios.com. Link in the description. Check it out if you haven't yet. It was really a blast. So, God damn it.
God damn it is right. So we descended from Friday, and then into Easter Sunday, we had relatives over.
And we also had a relative that we FaceTimed with who was home with his family wearing a mask.
Oh, we're going to talk about this?
Sure, why
I'm
not?
I'm so excited that you're bringing this up.
I mean, it was just like, I didn't say it because I was like, hey. He was like, hey, man, with his kid, and he had a mask on. We were like, what are you doing?
Yeah, so hold on, back it up. Like, this person was in his own home with his two small children on either side of him wearing a mask.
It was so wild.
It was the craziest. And I saw it and I immediately was so upset by it that I was like, no, no. And I turned and I like ignored him. Everyone else was talking and I was like, I can't.
Yeah. It was really strange.
And he's been vaccinated.
Yeah.
Bruh. So like, he's like, are we done?
Shit's serious out here. And I was like, okay. I didn't bring it up. That was the best. I was like, how's everything going? Jesus Christ, man.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
I mean, you know, this whole year, it has affected people differently.
Everyone's going in different directions.
You know, I mean, I know people that are still, oh my God. What? We're on an email chain with parents.
First of all, may I back up? So Saturday morning, we're all tired and hungover and Tom comes into the kitchen at 6:30 in the morning. We're up with our kids. He's ear to ear smiling. And I go, what are you so happy about?
You literally said it. We wrote it down.
So let me see it. I can't see it.
You said,
you look happy this morning. Did you see something horrible on the internet?
That's what you said to me.
Because nothing, and I know when it's that, nothing makes you as happy as like a Twitter war or a fucking nasty email chain or a crazy Facebook. Like,
have you guys been watching this show?
Yeah, I know. But like, I see the Twitter war and I'm like, ugh, that is cancer.
Yep.
You, on the other hand, are like, what's going on? What's going on? Can I see it? Twitter Can I tag war, in? Like... Yeah. who's getting in fights?
It's true.
You love it. Okay, so let's go through the. You're talking about the email chain between the parents at our school, which is fucking
insane. And this really made me sit up straight. I was like, oh, this could be interesting. So basically, I don't want to quote it because, you know, exactly, but essentially parent. So it's parents that, you know, they share when your kid's in a school, they'll give every parent the email of all the parents.
Not anymore, but yeah.
And then they're like,
not after this episode.
No. It's just parents.
So no school administrators, no teachers. It's just a way for parents to talk
shit. So a lot of times, and especially with this year, they'll be like, hey, you know, like when school was closed, they'll say, we're taking our kid to this park. If you want to bring your kid, we'll be there tomorrow at 9
play
in the morning.
Date. Yeah. We're all going to wear our masks. We'll all be sanitized.
Do that
blah,
stuff.
Blah, blah, blah.
Like, so okay. Everything in this thing has been like that, like play date, blah, blah, blah. You know, and you read it and you're like, okay. And then that morning, somebody writes, hey, you know, I didn't know whether or not to send this to the group or not, but I've decided to. And that's when I was like,
Your ears perked right up.
Yep. And I was like, what's this?
Oh, thing? Juicy.
And it says, you know, we've done so well so far, and we're almost out of this thing, so let's not screw it up for everybody this weekend. And basically, the kids had a week off from school.
Spring break, yeah.
And the school made it so that to come back to school, you have to get the kid tested, COVID tested again, regardless of where you live or what the kid did or anything. So,
which we complied.
Yeah, of course, we complied.
Dude, whatever. Here's the test.
So, but then the person in this email said, if you got your kid tested on Friday and Sunday was Easter, they go, and you plan on having like a Easter extravaganza in which you'll see new people and extended family, you're not doing anybody any favors. And that's not fair. So please keep your kid out of school next week. But this was a parent saying it to the group of parents, right? So I just was smiling because I was like, oh, this is a crazy person. And it's funny that you're going to try to dictate that, you know? So I just smiled and I was like, oh, and part of my brain was like, I wonder if someone's going to like throw a jab back, you know?
Look how happy you are. I mean, to me, I see that email. I'm like, this person's sad. They're full of anxiety.
Yeah,
I hope they feel. And Tom is like,
well, it was also,
let's
go. You know, part of me gets like, are you really lecturing? Like, you
know? It's insanity. These parent threads are always insane.
So by the way, I've never responded.
No.
Any of them.
No.
I've never engaged anybody on these.
They're just to read and laugh at.
So honestly, I'm a little offended that they would give my email out. I feel like I'm a little too important of a person to be on. So anyways, I was like, okay, I guess we're...
Mr. Ego's
back in town. Are we swiping bank accounts in this? So anyway, I see this email and I just laugh, right? I laugh. And then I'm just waiting. I'm waiting. And then... yesterday, or was it this morning?
This morning.
This morning, a mom goes, I was debating whether or not to send this, but here goes, and it's to the group. So I was like, oh, man.
Juiced up.
And this mom goes, listen, everything has been fine. We've done da da da. There's no cases at the school.
Not one. Not one this whole time.
And I'll tell you what I did this weekend. We went somewhere with our family, and we wore masks when we were around people, and we didn't when we didn't have to. And I'm coming to school tomorrow, whether you like it or not. And it was like, what now, bitch? And I got so juiced up. I was like, oh, have you read this email yet?
Mom drama.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I want to finish this show just so I can pick up, start reading
see
the email,
what's going
see
on.
If there's a response. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I was thinking.
And she called out the mom, but to a group of like 20.
To all the moms in the class.
Yeah.
These are all the parents in.
I think I'm going to jump in and be like, look, as the only celebrity in this chain, keep this going.
Well, listen to what I had. I had a feeling because I like the principal. I stand behind her. I think she's bright. I think that she's protected everybody thus far. Not one case of COVID at her school. She's done a good job. I was thinking, because I forwarded her our son's negative COVID test, as I was told to do, being like, hey, principal, just a heads up. The parents are fired up about.
You told her?
Well, that's what I'm debating. Should I do it or not?
No.
But then I'd thought better of it.
No, don't. Don't.
But let think this, about the kerosene on that fire, Tom.
Wait, let's just see if someone has.
What if I gave the principal a heads up so then she got in on the drama and then you could read that chain? We're leaving soon anyways. It'll be so much fun.
I know. Where is it?
I forwarded it to you this morning. The last response. And I like that mom who responded. They're all cool, actually. I wasn't aware there were such nervous Nellies in the bunch. It's funny with parents, too, because you can tell who the nervous Nellies are because they're the ones who send out the most emails and respond. Is it there?
No response yet. But I bet she's cooking something up. You know?
You think she's preparing like you are?
Oh, yeah.
Putting some thought into it, you psycho?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to jump in, but I'm going to watch
that. Well, that's the thing, though. Do you just enjoy as a spectator, or will you jump in?
No, it's a spectator thing for me.
In private life.
Look, if somebody says something directly to me.
Yeah, that's different.
That's different. Or if somebody says something about my kid.
Fuck off.
You're going to get the full fucking wrath of evil that exists inside of me.
Sure.
But if you just want to engage each other, I'm going to watch. Yeah.
What about Twitter? Do you get involved in Twitter
rarely,
battles?
Rarely. Really. It's mostly spectator. It's spectator stuff for me.
What about the gram? You instigate on the gram anymore?
No.
Done.
Totally done. I grew up. I really don't. I see stuff all the time. I mean, I don't look as much as I used to, but I'll see something. I don't respond, you know.
So now in hindsight, that one time you had the incident at the sushi restaurant when you were traveling and then you encouraged our listeners to get on their Yelp and write them a negative Yelp review. Do you think that was a good thing?
That was immature. That was immature and emotional. Yeah. I don't, I'm not proud that I did that, honestly.
Really?
No. I mean, I realize that.
It's pretty funny, though.
I realize that they were wrong, too.
Yeah.
But the way that I handled it was a very emotional, immature thing to do.
Oh, you really have grown.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
This is the softer side I was looking for.
Oh, fuck that shit. Okay. No, I shouldn't have done that.
I like this, Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like evolved. Like, you're very alpha, you could go a little beta. I'm not saying you have to wear crystal rocks around your neck, but I like this guy.
Yeah?
Just don't turn vegan, because I don't think I can date.
Oh, yeah, that's right around the corner for me.
Could you imagine? You would die if you weren't a meat eater.
Yeah, no. I haven't eaten a lot, really any red meat in a while.
That's probably good for you, though.
Yeah, it's good to, like, mix it up, you know? Ate a lot of chicken.
How's your browns? Have your browns been better?
Somewhat, yeah.
I haven't heard you be like, oh, that was a slopper.
No, yeah. I've been eating so clean that, yeah, it's good.
They haven't been diarrhea as much.
I know. Yeah, I'm down a whole, like, shirt size and pants
crazy
size.
Crazy town. I love it. So you're going to
do, like Christian Bale shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, look like a fucking AIDS patient.
Yeah, you're on your way to AIDS. You're HIV skinny right now.
Yeah. What was that? The Machinist or something?
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I just want to see what it's like. It's like, look. You wore your horse suit. I want to do that.
Did he really? Is that real?
Yeah.
He really got that thin?
Uh-huh.
That's wild. Christian Bale's the best actor in
He's
the world.
So great. I know.
He's one of my favorites.
And he got yoked for that, for Batman and for Man.
How did he get that? Couldn't they just
CGI?
Himself.
He starved himself. You definitely shouldn't do this.
He's a gifted actor.
He is. He commits.
Are you going to do that for me? I want you Christian Bale skinny.
You want me like that? Like the Machinist?
I got big tits. You can do that.
Okay. If that's what turns you on.
No, here's what I want you to be. I want you to be like guy in our neighborhood jogger skinny. And he wears like the biker shorts and he's shirtless.
That's about 180, 185.
I want to see you jogging in your biker shorts and shirtless around town.
That could be a good goal.
It's, and then making noises.
When people are like, hey, man, how much weight are you going to lose? I'll be like, wife wants to see me shirtless jogging. That'll just be my answer. Like that. Yeah. Check this out. This has made me laugh for weeks. I haven't played it.
Almost.
Tell me if you know what's happening.
Keep going. You got it.
He hit a pole in the
Keep going. There we go.
What was that part?
Yeah, that's the part. You get it?
I don't get it.
Here, watch again.
Almost. Keep going. You got it. There we go.
Now do you get it?
Kind of. Did his airbag go off?
Yes.
Okay, but his head didn't come out the window.
No, that's his hat.
Oh. I got really scared. I thought we were into decapitation stuff now.
No. So if you're
That's
listening
terrible.
Or if you don't still don't understand what's happening, somehow this Silverado, pretty big pickup truck, was up on three wheels, the one suspended in the air, and had run into a a light post, like a big cement light post. And I don't know. I mean, we don't know how he got there, but then he backs up off of it with the guy filming. And when the car lands down, like off of it onto the ground, a beat later, his airbags go off and his hat goes flying out the window. But it's like, it's super. You don't usually get to see something like this.
No,
you know?
It is very special. Thank you for sharing.
Almost.
How did he end up like this?
Keep going. Keep going.
Two wheels on it. Yeah.
Keep going. Keep going.
You got it, man. That dude, by the way, is probably unconscious in the car.
100%. Did you airbags kill you more than like?
They don't
just
kill
the
you,
accident?
But they've like... knocked people out. And I know a couple of people that had airbags go off and black and blue, you know, eyes. Right. No. Oh yeah. Cause they come out. So it's supposed to keep you, you
from
know,
the impact.
Yeah. Of like a major act of speed. So they come out really fast. They can lead to cervical spine injuries, fractures, strains, blunt force trauma, fractures of the skull, rib cage, face, arms and wrists, concussions, brain swelling, brain bruising, and loss of consciousness. And this, they might have all happened on this one.
I know.
Because that guy, his other thing is like in an accident, it's not like you're expecting it, but this guy definitely was not expecting that, you know? He might not have had his seatbelt on. He's just like, what's that?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, I got it off the light bulb. Pow! He'd get fucking punched in the face.
You know, because you're just casually sitting there relaxed and that thing comes at you.
Not
it's different.
Not bracing for impact at all. Anyways, I really enjoyed it.
Wow, thanks for sharing that. Yeah. It was really special.
Here's another thing that's kind of special, I think, to see if you...
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen this before. You ever seen somebody like...
Yeah, I've seen this in Venice Beach.
Like panhandling?
Yeah.
But like he's laying on a thing and then...
Oh, yeah, it's trading places. It's the beginning of trading.
Yeah, and what this guy's doing, he's taking this guy's pants off, who's asking for money, which you're like, oh, my God, that's so abusive, right? Like, leave this poor legless man alone. Come on. And then you see that he has legs.
Oh, no. Yeah. I have no legs. That's a good racket, though.
It's a good scam.
Yeah.
It's a good scam.
I admire that because I think he probably does make a killing as a legless guy. That's a really good racket.
Well, sure, because he just, he, you know.
What I would
call
give him
that?
Money.
He just swims on his board all day, on his wheel board. And people are like, oh, this poor man.
Well, let's talk about it. What do you think's a better racket? Is it the sympathy play or is it the entertaining play?
Well, it's much easier to get sympathy. Entertainment takes skill.
That's true.
So it's much harder. I mean, like, you know, you see these guys, like, if you're in New York, you get on the subway, and sometimes you'll see, like, break dancers.
I love that
people,
shit.
And you go, like, this is a real performance.
Yes.
You know? Yeah, exactly. Like, you're not tired after a day of sympathy. You know? But this guy's doing this shit, you're just fucking with people, essentially.
Messing with their emotions.
You are.
But I'm more apt to give the entertainer money.
For sure.
Because you go, oh, that was clever. Like
Even if this was legit, I'd be like, I'm not giving you any money. Just grow some legs, man, you know? But, like, if it's a breakdancer or something, I'm like, that's cool.
That's always, to me, I like the effort of entertaining. And when they get you, I love when they get you in New York City. They're like, hey, pretty lady. And then, like, they get you on the gag or whatever.
Or, like, you ever see the, bucket drummers? Like,
that one, yeah.
I mean, that is a musician. So he's playing for you, you know? I've given money for that.
And back in Venice Beach, back in the 80s, they had so many of those entertainers. It used to just be a row of them.
Yeah.
There was a guy who would juggle chainsaws.
Yeah.
He was really famous. The breakdancing was huge when I was a little kid.
That's skill.
That was so fun, yeah.
They practiced that for like thousands of hours.
I know. But these legless fucks on skateboards, no way, right, Tom?
Yeah, fuck those guys.
Yeah, fuck you.
Well, this guy's pretending to be legless. I mean, really, fuck him, you know?
Yeah.
That's
a piece of shit, man.
This is not that far removed from calling up an old lady and being like, oh, have you changed your banking information? And she's like, I'll send, where should I send it, you know?
I wish I could see their tax returns and know who makes more money, the legless beggar or the talented beggar.
I don't know. I know I saw a news, like a local news piece one time that staked out and followed a bullshit person like on, at the end of a off-ramp. And they're like, this person made like $600 today doing this. And then they stay in dirty clothes and, you know, go back to their place, and they come back the next. They're like making thousands of dollars.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Not to say that there aren't legitimately, you know, people begging that need it. I'm just saying that that is a that can be a big scam
for sure.
But wow. I respect the entertainer much more.
Yeah, I like when you earn your living, even if it's just like or magic show. There was a guy doing a magic show a while back in Santa Monica, like that kind of stuff.
Look, even if your skill is you drop your pants and you take a shit on the sidewalk,
I'd like
that's
that.
A show, you know. That's a cool show. I'm willing to pay for it.
Yeah. Well, that was a nice video. Is it a federal crime to shit in public? Federal. Come on, that's a
federal
little
crime.
Far. Public defecation.
Public defecation is a federal crime?
Why wouldn't it be?
I don't think so.
It's just frowned upon. I doubt it's a federal. It's a misdemeanor. It's a California code violation.
Yeah, public defecation.
I mean, people are doing it right now in California a lot. No one's tagging them. It's unlawful, but it's a California thing.
You realize that in like really...
You think it's in the Constitution?
It's, you know, it's like in really crowded places, poor like places like in India, and you see people just going to the bathroom all the time.
Oh, I know, and I learned about it on our show when we did a segment a while ago, a few years ago, on public defecation in India. It was a huge thing, remember? Do you remember?
Yeah,
it was
vaguely.
Do you remember, Nadav, what was that?
Yeah, there was just a news report of just massive public defecation in like one of the like lakes or something in India.
What about in China? Didn't you say people were pooping in the streets a lot in China?
In China, they poop indoors, like in the mall and stuff.
That's
and they
right.
Had the, like when I was in Hong Kong, even or in Macau, they had some like "Don't shit in here" signs, like "Don't shit on the floor."
Right,
but that's because like in China. In mainlanders who don't live in cities, that live like in rural parts, they defecate openly. So then when they go to Beijing or something, they're just like, oh, I'll just shit here. And they're like, no, you can't just shit on the ground here. Yeah. It kind of makes sense when you think about, you know, why they do it.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Just shit where you want. You know, for some reason reminded me of when we went to Disneyland and we went on the Haunted Mansion ride. And I was talking about given hand jobs or something, and people would write in, remember? And they were like, oh yeah, I totally gave hand jobs.
Oh, yeah.
People want to scatter ashes on the rides. We have to stop people from doing stuff. You're like,
the
what is wrong with
crazy.
You guys?
Hand jobs on Small World?
Now
there's kids everywhere, man. Come on. You're going to come on this thing? So fucked up.
I'd rather you scatter your ashes
than come on Small World?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can understand the allure of... but not Pirates of the Caribbean.
I can feel it. That's going to be good.
It's a small world. So fucked up, man.
The Haunted Mansion, though, that's a good ride to get a handy on.
Yeah,
it's dark. You're in the dark for a long time.
I don't know, but like, there's all these jarring movements. You'd be like, okay, I'm feeling it. And then you turn the other way. I was about to come, but I got scared by the...
Do you think you could come on Space Mountain? It's dark.
Here's the thing, though. How close am I to coming before we get on? Are we going from, like, full soft? That's a lot of work.
What if I work you up in the line?
Oh, my
like,
God.
As we're getting on, and then by the time you're sitting down, you're already, like, you're ready to and then, you know what I'm saying?
I still feel like the employees would be like, you got to stop doing that, man.
But are they watching so much?
Well,
on
they're
Space
noticing.
Mountain?
They're like, we've seen her play with your dick the whole time you've been in line. And we're going to call security here in a second. Look at all the families here, man.
What about Splash Mountain or Thunder Mountain?
Yeah, Splash Mountain. I could be like, it's not cum, it's water. It's fun to splash.
Yeah, that's the nice part about coming on Splash Mountain is that you can clean your pants off by the end of the ride, so nobody will be any wiser.
Yeah, I got to say, it's one of the less appealing things that I've heard in a while. I'm not really into
it. Okay, let me just run this by you. You have to get a hand job on a ride. Okay. Which ride will it be?
I have to get a hand job on a ride.
A Disney, is it Dumbo? Because, yeah, okay, so you have a lot of little kids, really little kids, but you're in your own private little Dumbo elephant. Is it going to be hard to come with all the people screaming?
Yes.
And
yes. Also, I'm going into this scenario assuming I haven't come in like 2 weeks, right? Because I can't imagine being like, I can't wait until we leave Disneyland. I have to come now.
You're so worked up. Is it Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, which is also nice and dark?
So I'm in Disney and I'm like, I'm looking at Minnie Mouse like this. Like,
you've got the head down, fully predatory. She's the prey. Yeah, is it Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, which is also dark, but kind of herky-jerky?
Minnie.
Peter Pan, nice and dark, too.
Yeah.
But that one's got, you can fly, you can fly, you can... No. Like, it's going to be hard to come with all the kid songs around you.
I just feel like I would still be like, I don't want to come here. I want to leave.
You have to... Is it Jungle Cruise?
I don't even know half these fucking things.
We just wrote these when Skeetle turned 4.
I checked out. You think I was paying attention?
You have to pick. Okay, Pirates of the Caribbean. Now you run.
What's this one right here? Peter Pan's Flight?
Yeah, that's Euro Disney, so I don't know if it's going
to
look.
Yeah, that's what
the
I'll
same.
Do. Let's go to Paris. I'll fucking come anywhere there.
All the little French kids are like, Mama, maman.
Le come. Bagac, all of it.
How do you say that man is coming on the ride in French?
Il homme. I don't fucking know. I don't know. Oh.
Oh, just try them. That man is ejaculating in French. In French.
Dude, no, scratch that out.
God.
Okay, put English.
Yeah.
To French.
Should I just sing the song?
Yeah. And then, no. Just that.
Looking for you.
And then you text it. You put the type in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
This will be interesting. Let's see how do we. And then you can hit the voice there. There you go.
Cet homme éjacule.
There you go.
Mama.
Cet homme éjacule. There you go.
And do you think like you wouldn't care as much because it's Euro Disney?
I'd be like, you're not. You know. It's okay.
They're not uptight. The French are very open. They'd probably be like, yes, of course.
I wouldn't be banned or canceled there.
Never.
I'd be like, there is that American comedian who he made a white all over our city.
Be excited. Cet homme éjacule.
There is the come man.
But I bet you at Euro Disney, there are rides made to come on. That's how cool the French are.
The French
are. They're
already.
Like, you guys ready to ejaculate?
The French
come
literally
on,
abide by.
Live life 365.
They always live life. 365.
Yeah, and I bet they have alcohol everywhere at their Euro Disney. You know how we're lame and only in Orlando? You can get drunk in Orlando.
I've heard
that. That there are bars in the Disney in Orlando.
Really?
Dude, I heard one time someone was like, dude, we go to the Orlando Disney just to get faded at their bars. I'm like, that sounds terrible. Why would you go to Disneyland to
just
get
go
fucking
to a bar.
Ripped? Yeah, like it's so expensive. Just go to a regular bar, dummy.
Yeah. Bar 4-6 best
House
nightclubs at Disney World, Florida.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Florida is just feral. They are crazy.
Yeah.
But you can only drink in one place in Disney America, and I'm sorry, California, at the Club 33. They serve alcohol.
Which you need a membership
it's
for.
It's a private club. You have to ask secret. But I'm sure in Euro Disney, they're like, you can do heroin, you can do blow, you can ejaculate on all these rides. It's good to teach kids. How to have fun.
It's good at these kids that life's about fucking. Yeah. All right. Rarely we do this, but I got to go pee.
You're kidding. Good. I always have to pee.
Wow. What a pee break. That was something.
Pee.
Yeah.
That felt real good. Did you push?
Yeah, no, I just let it flow.
You relax.
Mm-hmm.
Do you sit down ever?
No.
Do you ever sit down to pee?
No.
Like not even when you're sick?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like really sick? Sure. I pissed and jugged for a while.
Yeah.
That was something fun.
You got really good at that, too.
You know who used to do that a lot, actually?
Hmm.
One of my favorite people ever.
How you doing, buddy? Hey, is Sheriff Danker available?
Oh, my God.
I don't know what his schedule is this morning.
What, do you stop me from going in to check? What's your name, Woodbury?
The office don't open for 3 more minutes.
Well, I can wait 3 minutes, can
okay.
I?
Yeah, you'll have to turn the camera off. You go inside.
Why? Oh, inside?
Yeah, inside.
All right.
Okay.
Is there a problem with being here, Woodbury?
No, sir.
I didn't think there was. This is America, right?
Oh, my God.
Yes, sir. So
have we ever been on record before?
Oh, my God.
Yes, sir. We have met before.
Are you trying to block me?
I'm trying to walk in the building.
Okay, I think you was the first one I seen last time I tried to talk to Danker.
It's so aggressive.
Here we go.
I mean, it's like discovering the Ark of the Covenant or something. Like every you know what I mean, you're like, how much more to this story is there? And he's such a menace. And I'm still so drawn. Like, I'm so glad I never met him in a way. But when I see these, I'm like, God, you're so, like, it's so aggressive.
But you love it because it's like 10 mom email chains.
Yeah, at once. Exactly.
Like, what's going
to
happen?
But even though I disapprove, I'm like, that's not cool. This guy's just going to work. Like, he's definitely being a dick to this guy.
And he comes in hot. He comes in like, you trying to block me? Like, yeah. Oh my God. Was like,
I'm just going. And you could tell, it's funny because what's saving this guy right now is his uniform. Mm-hmm. You know, it's also what's attracting it. So Fed Smoker's approaching him because he's a cop. But the only reason Fed Smoker is not like assaulting him is because he's a cop.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And the guy, you could tell that guy's thrown by him. He's like, fuck. You know, God damn. Holy shit.
He registers.
Is he
going to
be available
nuts.
Today, you think?
I don't know what his schedule is, sir.
All right. Well, I'll shut the camera off, I guess, when I go in there.
I appreciate that.
Oh,
all right.
God.
I hope you're not breaking any certain rules by blocking. If you do block, it could cost you a job, I imagine. I was going to get one of them white signs. I'm going to try to support Danker. You guys have those here?
That's Sheriff Danker.
All right. I'll wait 3 minutes.
All right, I appreciate that.
Thank you, Woodbury. Woodbury Americans coming in for the block.
He's got a nose ring.
See how dirty this country is, Obama? On your watch. Cocksucking fuck. He didn't follow proto, buddy. You're done.
This is early Fed Smoker. His hair looks good. He looks healthier there. This might be...
Cocksucking fuck.
You said Obama, so this is...
Yeah, so this is, during the Obama presidency. What a cool... Maybe we should inform Obama that this exists.
I think so.
Yeah.
He's next.
I love that he's always talking about where we are, like that...
This is America, right?
Like, that's... like, he's a constitutional guy. He's like, are we following the Constitution?
Well, he's a CIA double agent, Tom.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what they do.
Oh, he does? Okay, yeah, there is a shout-out.
See how dirty this country is, Obama.
Yeah.
With the train in the background.
Yeah, it's all perfect. It's perfect Fed Smoker clip.
This is like how Soleil Moonfry captured every moment of her childhood and adolescence and made a documentary. Like,
yeah.
He captured so much of his life and his missions, and now we're finding all of this.
Yeah, so his go-tos are because you start to see the patterns. I want to talk to somebody. This is America. You could lose your job.
Yes.
You could get fired.
The threats.
And then something vulgar always.
Yeah, always.
Fucking fuck face and fuckhead, you know?
Yeah, you love it.
Take it easy, fuckhead.
God.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's always so strained.
Right, because this time he says...
This is America, right?
Yeah, we
and
got
then
it.
On that initial clip, the very first one...
I'm a fucking American, guy. You fuck.
Yeah, he likes to be American.
It's very
That's
easy
true.
America, you know?
Very
and
patriotic, this.
He tells the he tells this guy... let me see if it's on... Yeah, because, you know...
It could cost you a job, imagine.
It could cost you a job, and then...
You're fired, bud. You're fired, okay? You didn't follow proto...
Issuing threats and then being the executor of the threat, too. Then he fires people, even though he has no authority to fire.
Yes, but in his mind, he's out there doing the Lord's work, you know?
What's up there, Chomo?
Oh, Conald. Rest in proto, buddy.
Rest in proto, buddy.
God, such a fun guy.
We need vigilantes like that, don't we?
Yeah.
You need people out there enforcing the rules, the guardian angels of the world.
Yeah, you want to see one of the wildest fucking things I've seen in a while?
Okay.
So, everybody knows that one country that always delivers with, like, fucking crazy shit is Russia, right? They don't fuck around.
No.
They don't fuck around at all with anything.
They never, and they never have.
No.
Just so you know... Growing up, I would hear Russian jokes, like, you know how we make fun of whatever ethnic, I don't forget what Americans make fun of, but Hungarians historically make fun of Russians.
Right,
for
because the Russians occupied them.
How stupid or crazy they are.
Yeah.
So this is not a new legacy.
Guys. Yeah, yeah, but crazy, like,
they're savages.
Yeah, and tough.
Rasputin.
And wild. Man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember seeing...
Stalin killed
more than... I've mentioned it before.
...than Hitler, that's the big saying.
That there's a, like, if you... Their version of cops, you'll see in like the cops there. There's not like I'm calling internal affairs. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like you hit me with your elbow. Like they'll kick you in the fucking face. They don't give a fuck.
Or you just disappear. You're just
gone.
Disappear. There is no like those girls from Pussy Riot. Aren't they in a gulag somewhere?
Because
they spoke out against the government.
Probably. Here we go. Check this out. Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, look over here. You're right.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm like looking. Ah, shit.
Right. Two people pinned down. Fucking machine guns drawn.
What is this?
What's in your fucking bag here? Yeah, I mean, who knows what? Like super aggressive.
KGB. Yes, cocaine?
Watch. Best thing I've ever seen.
These two psychos deserve each other. If she thinks that's romantic,
she was like, that was awesome.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh, these two are perfect.
So this ended up being a proposal. If you're listening, this guy is pinned to the hood of his car with his lady, with, you know, masked armed men holding them down. They pull a bag out and they're like, what the fuck is this? And then they give him a bag and he opens it and it's the ring, and he's like, gets down on one knee like, I love you. She's like, I'm so traumatized right now.
I've shit my pants, but I love you. This is terrible. Oh, I would be so panicked.
God.
This is the worst proposal I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
But it's memorable, at least.
It's super memorable.
This is terrible.
Yeah. But how do you even recap, like, 10 years
to your
from
kids?
Now? Yeah, or 20 years, 30 years. God. Like, hey, what was your proposal like? It was pretty cool.
It was traumatic.
We got pulled over.
I know.
I thought I was going to die.
And he coordinate. He must be a cop too, or something.
Something like that, or he's got obviously, you know, friends on the force. And then he was just like, "Hey, do me a favor and put the safety on, okay?" When you.
But it does go to show how tough Russian women are.
Exactly. She's not fazed at all.
You do this to an American woman, she'd be like, "Fuck yeah, you fucking!" Like, don't you think she'd be pissed?
Oh, she'd be still screaming. Of course.
She's like, "Oh my god, thank you, so romantic."
Of course.
I love you, Gorky.
Yeah, I mean,
fucking name is
American is, you know, beach. Right?
Yeah, the baseball
heart.
Game.
Yeah,
don't
heart.
They put it up on the
or
board,
you know
whatever.
You go to the restaurant and they put it in the cake, right? Yeah. And so they're like, "What's in the cake?" Like, this was like guns drawn to your head,
so and, romantic,
and pinned down to a car.
That's crazy.
Wow. And he's like, "Hey, that's surprise!
Crazy. It's crazy.
I love you.
That's crazy." It's crazy.
It's not on there, but I mentioned it on the live show on Netflix, F1, Drive to Survive.
Speaking of Europe, right?
The show is unbelievable. And I'm only mentioning it here because I realize on the live show, it's not hitting the full audience. It's one of the best docuseries I've ever seen. And I didn't go into it like, yes, I do like cars. I'm a car fan, enthusiast, whatever you want to call it. I've never been into motorsports, like following racing. The show is so good. It really makes you emotionally invest in drivers and teams, storylines. It's one of the best shows of this type I've seen. And it's so well done that you literally will watch it and be like, I guess I'm a Formula One fan. Because it just draws you in. It's so well done. Anyways, just kudos to that show. And if you're looking for something to watch, I'm telling you, Formula One, Drive to Survive. Start with season one, obviously, just go through it. It's super.
Well,
super
I heard good. You watching it last night because I was drifting off to sleep, and all I hear is meow, meow,
the way that, and here's the thing, a Formula One race on average is about 90 minutes.
Yeah.
But in the show, you know, the way they cut it, it's just, you're just watching a couple minutes of the actual race, but they cut it in such a dramatic way that you're super invested in the race,
meow.
In the drama. And I didn't realize, like, Formula One's actually really small, you know? It's like 10 teams, 20, each team has like two drivers, and they're so close to each other that there's like, it's like family drama, you know? And a driver can get cut or quit a team and sign with another team. Ooh. There's a bunch of that going on. They just do it really well. They really do it well.
It is an intimate. So explain this to me. So Formula One is like Ferrari has a car.
Ferrari, McLaren, Haas.
Lamborghini.
No, Lamborghini doesn't have a team. There's Mercedes.
Mercedes, good car.
Renault.
Renault.
Yeah.
Renault.
Renault. There's a few other teams.
So these car companies will manufacture like one race car?
Yeah, some of them are independent like racing teams, like the Williams racing team and like the Haas team there. You know, those are not like probably manufacturers or people you're aware with. But then there's like that BWT was just bought by this billionaire Canadian guy. Trying to think. Yeah, there's the Red Bull Racing. But anyway, the most popular, the most famous team for sure is Ferrari. And then the most dominant as of late is Mercedes. But you learn this and you get to know like the personalities and the team manager. The money that goes into maintaining and competing at this level is extraordinary.
I can't imagine. Even like, don't they have to change out the tires?
Oh,
and
yeah.
The tires are $1 million.
These cars are multi-million-dollar cars. Yeah. You know, this is not. You can't get in this car if you know how to drive a regular car. Like, I guess I could drive this car.
No way. Well, I've seen like documentaries on race car drivers. They have to actually be in great shape.
These guys are all in pretty good shape, and you know, in F1, they sometimes are hitting 215 miles an hour in this car. Like,
I think you mean kilometers.
No.
Kilometers.
No, miles an hour.
Oh.
They are flying. It didn't turn. They're taking turns at 180. I mean, it's fucking insane. And the crashes are, holy shit, man. Yeah. Look at that.
That's wild, dude.
Grand Prix, the fastest time is 230 miles an hour. It's 372 kilometers an hour. It's fucking, it's crazy. I mean, you end up having like so much respect for their skills and, but it's, what you invested in the show is not, I don't want to, it's not a racing show. You're investing in like actual people and you're emotionally investing in the characters and the drama. It's not like you're like, oh, but it's a car. It's not about cars.
I agree. And that's how I feel about Love Island, Australia.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's not just about the hot bods.
Yes.
Will they end up together?
I can't believe, like, by the way, you started that and I was like, I don't watch this bullshit. And then you're going to bed. I was like, I'm going to keep watching.
Love Island, Australia.
That's
season
on Hulu.
One. It's on Hulu. We're in it. I like to have a little glass of wine and watch that one. It's so dumb. And they're in bikinis the entire time.
It's so dumb,
time.
And you end up caring.
Again, this is shout out to Rob Eiler for this recommendation.
Yeah.
He got us hooked into this.
But this is like trash TV.
Oh, it's the best.
But you end up actually being like, man, if he breaks up with her, it's going to be real interesting.
Because so here's why it works. Because it's Australian, so they're not as savvy. These people are not experienced reality stars yet.
Uh-huh.
So they do get emotionally invested in one another.
They get emotionally invested
quickly.
Day one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that one's like the hottest chick. What's her name?
Taylor.
Taylor. It sounds like Taylor, but
right.
It's Taylor.
Because
they're Australian, mate.
No, but she spells it that way.
Taylor. Yeah.
Taylor, yeah.
But when they said her name, I thought, oh, Taylor. And they're just saying it with an Australian accent. Yeah. No, it's Taylor.
It's, It is good trash.
And here's my favorite, too. Oh, there's your girl. There's your girl on the far right. That's Tina. That's like our...
Really?
Well, she's got the tats, and she's the one that's got the makeup on.
Oh,
she's
right.
Your favorite one. The
is
far
she my
right?
Favorite one? I can't see her.
Because it's covered.
Yeah.
No, she's the one with the makeup and the hair, and she's always like, I'll fucking cut that girl.
Oh,
if
yeah.
If she tries to take my boy...
I'll say I'm drawn to her. That's true.
Yeah, she's the trashier. She's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're not in their swimsuits, they're working out, which is like,
yeah, the whole show. They're like on the they're doing push-ups and yoga and
talking to each other.
They're
flexing.
Just staying hot.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just staying hot.
They're just staying hot.
It's wild. Like,
and everyone's drinking water the whole
all day.
On American shows, they drink booze on reality shows. On this show, they're
all
like,
day.
You're hot. Fucking drink some water. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they just pound water the whole
day.
They
pound water and they do sit-ups and shit and talk about each other. It's really funny.
They have like a, you know, decent sized backyard and like the girls are hanging out on one side and then the boys on the other and they're all just being like, she's hot, right?
But then one dum-dum tries to play two girls at once.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't work in a house.
But that's just like, that's also like real life. That is like real life. Like you try to be slick And then it fucking blows up on you.
Yeah.
So.
Because he was trying, he's hooked up with one girl and then he fancies another girl.
I want to give you a snog.
Yeah, he wants to snog the other one. And she's all like, oh my God, you can't snog here. And then.
Oh, I kiss you too. Yeah.
And then she tells the other girl, like, did you know?
And by the way, that's a real fucking cunt move. Can I just tell you?
You think so?
Yes, because it's not a real relationship that they're in. And she was like, he said that he want to kiss me too. Mm. It's like, stop being a fucking, you know, like.
I disagree, Tom.
Snitch, you fucking rat.
No, hoes before bros. You wouldn't tell your bro if he was being two-timed by some hussy?
Maybe, I guess.
Yeah,
so.
If he. And by the way, that girl's really invested. I'm saying, like, she's so into him. It would devastate her.
Dude, you're watching this show and you're like, I guess they've been dating for what, 6 months? Like, no, they met Monday. It's fucking Thursday. And she's like, I mean, are we together? Or like she's so. And you're like, all right, just chill the fuck out a little bit here. Yeah, but that's why you end up getting hooked, just because they care. They care, so then you care. You know?
You know what? What you like is confrontation and drama. What I like is mental illness. And that's why Your Mom's House works so well. Because I'm fascinated by mental illness and you're fascinated by confrontation.
That's true.
And when two great tastes taste great together, fudge and caramel.
Yeah.
Peanut butter and chocolate. It's what Fed Smoker is.
True.
And Robert Paul Chopin is not violent. He's not violent.
Brought something out. Yeah, we also said, didn't brought it out.
What would be funny is if you and I showed up on Love Island.
Oh my God.
And then they're like, who's your next single person? And then the middle aged mom.
Yeah, then I walk out. I'm the only guy without abs. And they're all like, and then this PSA just plays as I'm talking. I'm like, hey guys.
We don't want you on our team. You're too slow and fat.
What?
Millions of people are impacted by obesity.
Uh-oh.
Don't you care what other people think?
You need to do something about your weight.
Try it.
They face unfair weight bias every day.
Oh!
You're not the right fit for this job.
Weight bias is harmful, not helpful.
I see you haven't lost weight. You must not be trying hard enough.
I am.
Everyone keeps judging me.
I'm eating right. I'm exercising.
I'm trying to lose weight.
But it's just too much.
What's
too much? Our words and actions matter.
Everyone deserves to be treated with dignity and respect.
Mm-hmm. Except for you,
Fatso.
Learn
more about weight bias and how to help end it. Visit StopWeightBias.com.
Be a part of the solution.
Let's stop weight bias. Let's work together to stop weight bias today.
Jesus Christ.
This is real?
Yeah, it's real. Stop weight bias.
This is real?
And you know what? If this gets me on Love Island Australia, I'm down. I'm going to send this to the producers and be like, stop keeping me off the show. I deserve to be on the show and celebrated as hot, even with my excess weight.
So do you think we should do Love Island
Fatties?
Huskies?
Love Island, not hot.
You're not, but you're not fat. You're perfect.
Just, yes, that's how I feel.
I think we should have. Well, this is a good point. You know, we should stop the weight bias and give them their own version of everything. So I want to see Fat Love Island.
Jesus. By the way, it's very manipulative to throw a kid
with a lisp.
Like the fat adults. It's like, okay, and then the kid's like, "What about me?" And you're like,
"No."
All
he
right,
goes,
man.
"What about me? I'm so fat and sad." I don't like that. Well, he's got a lisp too. A fat kid with a lisp.
All right.
It's not fair. I'm a mom. My heart strings.
Yeah, you sound like it. You sound real affected.
No, I'm mad that they made me feel something. I'm mad because I do feel bad for them.
Yeah.
But I don't want to stop making fun of fat people and I don't want to stop shaming them because I don't think you should be fat. I don't think it's good for you. The more you know.
Okay. Really cool. Message.
Tom.
What?
Nadav, how's your fat going? Are you on your diet yet?
How's my fat going?
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting way to ask the question. I agree with you on that.
Yeah, it's going great.
Are you dieting?
I don't know why, but I have a mental blockage that
you said you were going to start a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm tying one on this weekend, and then it's on Monday.
But then I was just like, yeah, but what if they ask questions right before my second dose? They're like, oh, I don't think you fit the criteria anymore.
This is why?
I don't know why. I have some sort of mental block. I'm like, nah, just one more day, and then I'll get back on it. I'm trying to find the motivation.
When's your next shot?
It is Sunday. It's the Sunday.
Okay. So how about Monday? Why don't you give yourself the rest of the week?
Oh, I see. So the rest of this week.
Well, you don't have to. I'm just saying, like
give myself the rest of this week, and then.
Well, or whatever. Do it tomorrow. I'm just asking you if you. I mean,
no, yeah. Like I'd love to get down. It feels much better to be lighter than what I'm at right now.
Yeah.
Do what I'm doing.
Give me your routine. Like, how'd you get
on a tear?
I need to break half my body,
well,
and then
I don't do that
first. First, you need COVID. That's going to slim you down the first 10 or 20.
But I'm already too healthy for COVID.
So don't do that. Just do I'll write out what I'm eating.
Okay.
And then you just do that.
Ooh, yeah. All right. I'll go on the Seguro plan.
Why not?
Sure. I'm down.
I like that.
Yeah. It'll be good for you.
Stop the weight.
Plus, I mean, you know, it'd be fun to have like another super thin friend. So, you know, we'll just eat right. Eat right.
But don't gain more weight. Right.
Work hard. Play hard.
Okay, don't.
Okay.
Why would I gain more weight?
I thought you said that you were going to use this week to like blow it out before you start. Okay, don't.
No, just maintain.
Okay. Because you sound like one of those junkies in rehab.
Oh, right.
I'm going to party extra hard before I go into rehab. Like, don't,
which is a good idea if you're going to go to rehab.
Right. Straighten out.
Get all fucked up right before you go.
Just don't die right before.
Yeah.
Just don't
arrive
die.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
No, I'm ready. I'm ready. What am I ready?
Oh my god! Did you break your leg?
Oh my god!
Woo!
Why are you laughing? I'm not sure why we're laughing. Is anyone else laughing in the booth, or?
Because I know she's gonna get in shape now. That's why. Yeah, that was a loud. And look at the comment underneath it. She went full Segura. Says,
yes, she did.
Yeah, that was great.
Oh, my God.
I like the sweetness with which the question was asked.
Did you break your leg?
Like the way a kid says it. Did you break your leg? Yes. Oh, that was great, man.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You want to see it again?
No, okay. I really don't. Like, I'm not.
All right. Looks like you guys voted more horrible than hilarious on that one, but I gave a strong hilarious reaction.
I'm not sure why anybody's laughing.
I mean, we got more laughs, and then Chris is smiling big. So yeah.
He just fucking busted his head open.
Yeah, but he's alive. He's fine. All right, one more. You ready? This one, you're going to be like, oh, he deserves it. Okay? Oh, I'm cool. I'm hanging out the window on the bus.
That's good.
That's cool.
Saskin
What is that?
I don't know. Turkish?
Turkish, yeah. All right.
You know Shemri.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh. Teşekkürler. Okay.
I like that one. That was cool. Because he was trying to be cool.
He was trying to be cool. It always happens in life.
Always.
Try to be cool, you know?
That's one of the reasons I can't get a sleeve tattooed in real life. I can't live up to those tats, you know?
Oh, that's what you think. You looked so cool the next day when we were out. You just had the sleeve on. You looked rad.
Oh, thanks. But I don't know. I feel like you have
That's in your head. That's in your head.
Really?
Yeah.
Well...
You look super cool.
I don't think I'm cool all the time, you know?
I think, can I send you this picture? I'll send you this picture.
Yeah, airdrop it to the iMac.
Okay.
Because those people look so cool, where they're all tatted up and stuff, and but they're always cool. Like Tommy Lee, when he was in here, and he's got all those tats. Like, I'm not that cool. I don't know. I don't mind that I'm not that cool.
Yeah.
I'm not like a rock star. I'm a dopey comedian.
We
you
went
know
out
what I mean?
To
I'm not cool.
We went out to brunch or whatever. I think it says it went through, right? I mean, put that on the screen.
But you don't think you have to be that person who's like a rock star.
Yeah, but look how cool you look here.
Or like you look rad. I'm like a cool mom.
You look cool.
That's me at brunch the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I really dig it. I think you do look really cool.
I like it. I love the way the sleeve looked.
You look cool.
I loved it.
You don't think you're cool enough for that?
Skulls and stuff. And
you don't think I think that looks great.
Like, I think it looks really great.
I think you pulled off every single tattoo that was on you. And I'm not even joking. Like, the face tats looked good on you. The arm tats. The neck tats. Like, no joke. You could pull it off if you wanted to.
Here's what I want to do is I want to do sleeves every now and then, like, for fun. Like, just stick-ons. Like, can I order these?
Yeah.
I'll order them.
I'll get you some Ed Hardy shirts.
No.
Just go get fucking inked up.
Maybe.
Yeah, you know you've been saying this for a while, right?
I know, I like it.
No, but like for a few years.
I know. Can I tell you though? I have nightmares that I'm covered in tattoos. That's one of my recurring.
You know
what
you could do,
nightmares.
Right? You could start like upper
knuckles.
Yeah. No, upper sleeve, upper arm.
And then hide it.
Well, I'm saying that and get comfortable with it and see if you like it, and then you could just extend it.
Well, you know what our our buddy said, who it does have lots of tattoos and sleeves. She was like, you can just get them. You can get tattoos where no one can see them. You know?
That's
like
what I'm saying.
Maybe my back more.
No, or you could do your upper arm. Like, no one's going
to
see
that. If we go on vacation with, like, the family or in a bathing suit.
So what?
I don't know.
Why would that even matter?
Like a weirdo.
That someone would be like, oh my God, that lady has a tattoo on her arm. Like, you see tattoos all the time.
But then can you see me at 80 with, like, skulls?
You think you're going to live to 80?
That's true. Probably won't live to 50.
There we go. That's the right attitude.
Okay.
You gotta be kidding me. Anyway.
You do look cool, though.
I do think you look cool.
Would you get a tat?
I don't know. I don't have the same, like, you've mentioned it a lot.
Okay.
You've mentioned it quite a bit. I don't have the same thing where I'm, like, constantly talking. But if I was talking about it as much as you were, I think I would do it.
I did like seeing it on my hand. I thought that was really
Yeah, you did. You liked it a lot.
I liked that, yeah.
You liked it quite a bit. I really think you should consider...
Jeez, that was a weird laugh. Yeah.
You mentioned it a bit, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So on Instagram, I shared this in my stories. So this is
nope.
An artist.
No, he's not.
Yeah, and he does these things that create chaos and anxiety in people.
Okay.
Yeah. He's had a few great things that I've posted on my stories.
That does create chaos.
Yeah.
That made me anxious right away.
He'll do stuff like drop heavy nails and hammers, and it's meant to disturb you.
Okay. That really worked.
So for those of you just listening, it's a guy who took like a paint roller and rolled his face. It looks like with peanut butter, and then he rolls it on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It looks kind of fun. Would you do this?
No. No,
oh, I would do it.
No, I don't think I'd do it with peanut butter. I mean, I think it would be fun to do like some type of, I can get the fun of like some type of gel, you know?
Yeah.
Like something like a paint, like, you know, be covered in that. That seems, what peanut butter just doesn't appeal to me to have.
Mm.
You want to do peanut butter?
I think it'd be fun. I would do it. Yeah, it's fun. It's a weird substance. I'd like to eat it as I'm doing this.
You know what we should get?
What?
Get one of those blow up like kiddie pools.
Yeah.
And do it in that.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather do something edible than...
Honey?
Remember we did that bear sketch with Brent Weinbach a million... How did you get... You just took a shower and it came off easily. I would do that. I would do a thing full of... peanut butter? That'd be fun.
Yeah, because the boys look like they love doing it with shaving cream.
Yeah, that's rad.
Would be fun to do that way.
Yeah.
So we saw... This morning we saw a guy walking his dog with a waist leash around his body.
He tied it around his waist.
Yeah, but it, like he made like a belt out of his leash.
That's
and
so weird.
Was walking, and I just had so much disdain for that guy.
Same.
And I love his dog. You know, the dog. I always love dogs. I was like, I hope your dog abandons you.
Me too.
You know, and just finds a better owner.
Or I
just because I think you're a fucking smug asshole.
Or I hope that the dog, like, takes off chasing something it likes
and pulls you down,
and you die, and you trip over a manhole, or you fall into a hole like in New York City, and then you just die.
Yeah, I was going more just like have a bad moment.
Oh.
Not, I didn't wish death on him.
I didn't like that he was so tethered to the dog. It doesn't seem smart.
Like, I didn't like that he was like proud of himself.
Yeah, like he invented that.
Oh, I'm walking around.
Yeah.
Fuck you, man.
I agree. It also felt so dickless. I think when people go totally dickless and asexual, I have no respect for them. Like when I see a man wearing socks and sandals, I'm like, oh, you don't care about your dick getting touched at all. Like you're totally out of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
That's a move where you're like, I don't care. And the same like when a woman wears crazy sun visors.
Yep.
You know, like the extra long sun visor. Like, oh, you look like a fucking tool bag.
And she also, that is another sign of like the vag is shut.
Yeah. Don't put anything in here.
Yep. It's all dried up.
No pleasure. And then I've also been seeing people. So I walk around the neighborhood. I saw a lady listening to her podcast or something on her phone, full volume. And just like, hey, everybody, I'm listening to this.
Yeah, what are you doing?
What are you fucking doing?
That's a big one now. And now we're seeing the more that it's become part of the regular life are the public Zooms.
That's crazy. It's crazy.
People are Zooming at restaurants.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, who's joining?
Yeah.
All right. And you're like, what the fuck?
Without earbuds. I'm
saying. Just talking.
So your cousin told me that they were at a hotel pool and... It's a quiet pool. It was for adults only. So it was meant for just quiet time. And they're laying, there's an old guy. And next to him, a man opens up his computer and starts Zooming with all of his coworkers. Hey, guys, what you're just doing.
Yeah.
And like at a quiet pool. And the guy next to him, the old man was trying to nap. And he's like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? And like, so what's the proto now? Are we going to let these people do this or do you say something?
I was in line the other day. For coffee, it's not the exact same thing, but a notable person. So I'm in line. Kurt Russell is in front of me.
Oh my gosh!
And behind me is a young girl, like 22.
What?
FaceTime, no earbuds. And I, you know, at first I was like, and it was so fun to see Kurt Russell go. And then he would look forward, and then she was like, "Yeah, where are South Carolina?" Is it hot there? And then you'd hear the guy be like, yeah, it's hot. Like, and just having a full fucking conversation.
I've heard that. I've seen it so many times. People in the grocery stores.
I'm name dropping Kurt Russell because it's Kurt Russell. He's fucking mad.
But I've seen people in grocery stores fully FaceTiming like, hey, like, you're inside or at the fucking terminal at the airport.
Yeah, it's that part. It's all, you know, it was speakerphone, and now it's FaceTime and Zoom calls in public. I mean, people just have it's a lack of respect for your fellow citizens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's saying like I don't care about people around me.
They don't care. They don't think. And do you want everybody to hear your conversation?
I certainly don't. I don't want people to hear my.
You're
conversation.
Very private. You don't like to anybody.
No.
No.
No. I would not like. Even if it's a conversation about bullshit, it's still private, right?
Oh, my God. That's so terrible.
Yeah, it's the worst. It's totally the worst.
And then we saw a lot of hoes in their Lululemon panties.
That I don't mind.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
But then there are some asses that shouldn't be in the Lululemons.
Yes, that is true. There's a number of asses that don't belong in Lululemon pants.
Would you wear Lululemon pants around?
If you want me to, if that'll really turn you on.
Why don't you wear men's biker shorts? I saw a guy running in men's biker shorts and shirtless, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Real crazy.
Look at that big old bulge in his pants, though.
You like that?
I don't like it, seeing it like that, no. It doesn't look good.
It seems like you can kind of hide it if you're wearing black ones, but any other color, you're going to see the full out, like... That guy second to the right there.
Oh my God.
You can see the entire shape of his dick. Can we go bigger on that?
Yeah, it's up. It's up and to the right there.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Oh, and number one also.
Oh my God. You can totally see all their dongs. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Now you can see them all.
Holy shit.
Yeah. This is just dick pics.
That guy's dong is like up on his belly, babe.
Yeah.
Whoa. And that guy is on the left.
I'd be so mad if I wasn't hanging well for the photo, you know?
I know.
Like right for the photo, they snap, and you're like, oh, wait, just let me fucking adjust myself, man.
I take it back. Now I want guys to wear biker shorts all the time.
So you can see dongs?
Only if they're red like this. The Americans, don't they wear underwear under theirs?
I don't know.
How come I'm not seeing this when I see guys in my
So now you're on board with biker
shorts.
Well,
now, yeah, European ones. This is a Euro one.
That's definitely European. Yeah, those are European guys. Oh, like the Polish flag or something? What is that? Yeah. Yeah, those are Polish guys.
Oh, yeah. Polskas.
Yeah.
They got their kielbasas in their pants. Hey.
Hey, our dicks are out, guys.
Hey. That looks good.
See, like his, you can see it too. Any color that's not black, you can see it. Now you're really nodding.
Damn,
yourself.
Look at that. You can see that guy's full dong in a
right here,
in white
in the blue?
Biker short. No, the white one's on the far right.
Where?
Him. Dude, look at his dong. You can see everything.
Hmm.
Damn, homie.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that doesn't.
Whoa, you can see his whole thing.
That looks appealing.
I mean, yeah, I love it.
What can you see?
You see everything. You see the shape up and to the right. Can you not see?
Yeah, but I mean, that doesn't look pretty subtle to you?
Subtle?
Yeah.
I guess it's more than what I'm used to seeing of dudes in the world, so that's exciting.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean, I don't get to see outlines of everybody's dicks every day. This is a neat thing.
You came in here saying you didn't like biker shorts.
Well, I thought they looked feminine and silly, and now I see that they can be really fun and
I'll tell
cool.
you what I'm into is that guy's quads. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Look at those quads.
He shaves his legs, too, for
Well, he's
to
a
be
real
faster.
Cyclist. Yeah.
They shave it off to make themselves go faster.
Yeah. No, less wind resistance. Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Do you think it really...
Swimmers and cyclists all do that.
It hinders your...
Yeah, it's just... It's we're talking... At the highest level, you're talking about any edge. So even if it's a fraction of a second, you know?
Yeah.
You want to do anything to get that edge. Well, all right. I guess biker shorts are in for you again.
I'm back on board, yeah. I heard you bitches was looking for me. Let's go.
And that was a real 180 you did, just so you know.
Well, I'll tell you why, because a guy
as soon
I saw...
As soon as you saw a dick, she was like, these are not bad.
They're not that bad. Because the guy jogging in our neighborhood was not cute like that. I didn't see any kind of hang. I didn't see any kind of outline. I didn't see a bulge. I think because he was wearing like... multicolored.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize what I was missing out on.
But
and now I like
you're
this.
Getting excited about like I gotta say those are all everything I saw was unimpressive. And you're
I just
like
to
ooh.
See dicks. I mean like would you if somebody showed you outlines of boobs, don't you just like any boobs?
I guess
matter.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. But I thought you would want like a fucking hog in one, you know?
Of course that's what I'm looking for. I'm hog hunting. Maybe I'll get lucky and see a real biggie.
Let's see the Nigerian cycling team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Bring up Nigerian cycling team.
Yeah. Okay. Well, is there images here? I hope this works so badly. Oh, man. See, those are dark shorts.
They wear dark shorts because they know.
Well, that could stop the whole race. If they had white shorts on, they'd be like, all right, guys. Nobody can pay attention over here. Yeah, that's
I see a bulge on the left.
Yeah.
The other ones are covered by those stupid bicycles that get in the way.
You mean their whole purpose in life?
Well, boring.
Yeah.
They should just have men's biker short gangs and then they walk around and show me.
True, true.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're smart. They're not photographed without those bikes in front of them for a reason, guys.
I bet, oh man, if they move those bikes, you'd see some swinging right now. That guy right there, how about him? You zoom in on him?
Oh, yeah.
He's got to have something. I think they're pointing to it. Like, look at his dick, guys. They're all laughing and happy. All right.
I remember something today. I hate moving and everything that goes along with it. I say, God damn it, I hate it.
I hate moving, too.
Well, that's why I brought it up. You know, it's getting closer for us, and I figured you could really relate to this talk.
Yeah.
What's hanging from a ceiling?
I don't know, but he definitely is fitting all the cool criteria.
Check.
I'd like to give a shout-out to Shanti's Convenience Store, Grantsville, West Virginia.
What is going on in his mouth?
That's the real question. What is going on with his mouth?
Are things coming out of him? Isn't there dark coloration, like... on his lips.
Play it one more time for clarification.
I'd like to give a shout out to Shawnee's Convenience Store, Grantsville, West Virginia.
He's doing just a shout out to a convenience
store? Just a shout out to, hold on. I'm thinking, and you've done this before, is that dip?
It could be dip.
And
yeah,
it's just all over his lips.
Yeah,
and
usually you try to keep it in a pocket, you know, like one area, but maybe he just talks with it everywhere.
And the dip's just everywhere, and his lips and tongue and mouth. That can't be good.
Fuck my life, man.
Good morning, everyone. Hope your day is good.
Thanks.
Don't forget to take your medicine. I forgot mine, but I'm still in a good mood at least.
That's good.
So give me a holler back if you're bored.
God damn it.
Yeah. Well, it is a good reminder. Don't forget to take your medicines.
I'm getting ready to go to the Philippines for a while. Because from what I understand, the food's so cheap there. Yeah. I'll probably come back 500 fucking pounds because I love seafood.
What do you like about this talk? Let's start from the top.
Yeah, let's start with the shirt.
The shirt's the best part.
Holy shit.
He's got a Chola ghost walking an aggressive pit bull. That's the shirt. And then he's like, I'm going to the Philippines for the food. I'm like, I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
I don't think anybody really goes for the
Well,
food.
No, that's not like, you know, let's
Come
not
on.
Shit on Philippine cuisine. It is delicious, but he's not going for that.
Yeah, that's
Let's
that's
be real
right.
clear about something. This guy's not like, I am all about trying the cuisines of the world. Get like, the fuck out of here.
Like he's Anthony Bourdain
yeah.
and he's going... culinary?
Yeah.
Culinary.
Gastro travel.
Yeah, he's definitely not. He's not doing a vlog.
Mm-hmm.
On
oh,
Lumpia.
And I guess what I came back, and they did have good food, but they also had some pretty cheap pussy.
Okay. What the fuck is this?
So this is photoshopped or whatever
it's called.
It's
like
fake.
A green screen.
Yeah. Okay. But I thought that you would appreciate this woman's
terror. I do like the terror a lot.
Yeah.
And God, it's always exciting and funny to me to see someone like real terrified.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Or in pain or getting
harmed.
Yeah,
but terrified is the best. That's like the top one.
Sure.
I don't know why.
I don't know why either. It doesn't tickle me as much as it tickles you. Then again, why do I like mentally ill guys who talk about, I like them before they're moving? I don't know.
In your fucking bike shorts.
Potato, potato. Mm. Yeah. I do like those bikes. That was just a silly talk. That's a lady and falling into a full-size toilet, a huge oversized toilet.
Oversized. Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
It's kind of cool.
I'd like a bathtub like that. That'd be perfect for studio jeans.
Let's not.
Okay.
Toilet bathtub. Kind of gross.
Hello, this is Jarvis Robert in California talking.
Uh-huh.
Protocols are gibberish. Nietzsche is gibberish. Plato, gibberish. Socrates, gibberish. Anne Frank, gibberish.
Did you not know that?
I didn't like that one.
Why not? Socrates, gibberish. Nietzsche, gibberish. Anne Frank, gibberish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because he's anti-intellectual?
Let's go to the next one.
Act crazy and let out a little bit of steam. Yes. 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 Oh, that felt good.
I don't like him at all.
That's
either.
Disco Bob. We met him last week when he's like, what's your favorite cereal? Everybody share.
I thought we were about to see a horrible hilarious right there with those jumps.
He should not be jumping at that weight. He should not be jumping.
We all learned that lesson, didn't we?
And you think everybody can read. So you say read the guidelines, but we can't. Most of us can't. Now, there's people out there that just can't read. We're illiterate. We can't read. It's a disability.
Okay. This is the saddest talk folder we've had in a while. Are there any uplifters?
I think it's funny. I don't know what you're not laughing at.
What?
I mean, have you ever known somebody who admits to being illiterate? It's pretty funny.
I mean, it's funny that he said a lot of us. Like, he was like, most people can't read. That part's funny. But then you're like, oh, this guy's... He's really sad.
Well,
you know?
He's advocating for the illiterate. We need to stop the illiterate hate or stop the illiterate bias, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We're doing it for other people. Why Why are you guys so hateful? I'm just trying to expose and shed light on the marginalized communities, Tom.
That's not what you're doing.
I found these limited edition frosted strawberry donut Oreos. And they have the pink colored cream with the glitter. So let's open these up and we'll give them a try.
Okay. That noise is really nice.
Okay.
The plastic. That's fantastic. Go. Okay.
There's the middle.
Yeah.
The cream.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Hmm. They're pretty good. A bit of strawberry.
Yeah.
Flavor.
Right. That's the strawberry part.
Nothing I wouldn't get all the time. But.
All right, that was good. That part is good. Some of the best from these talks are how they just end abruptly. Those are really. But.
Could you imagine getting excited about buying a variant of the Oreo brand?
No.
Like, is that even on your radar?
Of course not. But also, I mean, you know, this guy.
What? What, Tom? What? He doesn't have a mortgage? What? He doesn't have kids? What? He doesn't have a girlfriend? What?
We need to talk about the R word.
I guess I don't understand when people get so stoked about, like, oh, they made a, who cares?
What?
Okay.
Can my ass say the N word? Let's ask it. Whoa!
What do you think? Did his butt say the N word?
This is not my favorite compilation you've done.
What? Okay, well, let's go to the next.
Here is how to flirt with a girl that you like. Just offer her a chocolate, or this one right here, the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, or M&M's.
Well, he's not wrong about that, right?
He's not wrong. Now, which one would you offer a lady you were interested in?
I don't think I would offer M&M's. I think you offer a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
I think Reese's Peanut Butter Cup is...
Would you like a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup?
I would, thank you.
Yeah?
It's the king of candies. I think it's number one in the candy world is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Yana,
yep.
What do you agree? Yeah.
That's a good... I gotta say, that's not bad.
Do you think there's anything better than a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup? I don't think there is. Like, Snickers is pretty great. Yeah, agreed. But is it better than a Reese cup, dude? I don't fucking think so. Whatchamacallit? Again, I really like those. Not sure if it's as good as a Reese cup. Any of you fucking freaks out there are like, Almond Joy, disgusting, Payday, not as good. There's nothing as good.
Yeah. If you ask a lady, if you see a lady.
Nestle Crunch.
Pretty good.
It tastes like that chocolate's kind of waxy.
A Kit Kat's a cool offer.
Ooh, Kit Kat's good, but is it the king of the?
But bars? you can split it. That's kind of a cool.
That
way
is cool.
Like, hey,
you can share one of your Reese cups.
Only thing we know for sure is if you offer a lady chocolate, it's cool. But also, don't forget.
Don't compliment that bitch.
I like that advice the most.
Don't compliment that bitch.
It's just slime. It's not a crime. It's just slime. It's not a crime.
Okay.
It's just slime. It's not a crime.
And she made a rhyme with her slime.
She's got a couple tats.
Yep. She looks cool.
Yeah.
I like her bathing suit.
Me too. That was kind of a palate cleanser. God.
Look, the world is, I'll tell you something. We're definitely in between something because We're just in a different phase on TikTok. People are getting comfortable again. They're making more innocent talks. If you'll notice, it's about cookies and slime. So it's good.
Yeah, it's true.
We're not as angry as we were a month ago. We're not as panicked. So we're in a nice, calm stage. And TikTok is a reflection of society, people.
It's true.
I believe that there's no good way to use the R word.
Okay, let's go to the next one.
I wanted to show everybody these Cheez-Its.
He's back.
Loaded popcorn. Limited time only. We got the cheddar.
Limited time. We got
the white cheddar. I actually tried these. And like I said, I tried them on my YouTube channel.
Oh.
And I'm going to give, I gave them both an 8.
An 8.
The cheddar in this is really, really sharp. And really sharp in this when you first bite into them. But they're pretty good. Like I said, I gave them an 8 on my YouTube video. And there's the cheddar. But the cheddar popcorn. It's a limited time only. I said I saw these and I figured I had to get these. And then there's the white cheddar. Like I said, I gave him an 8. Really awesome.
Why an 8? And he doesn't tell you why it's an 8. I guess I'm going to have to go to his YouTube channel to find out. Yeah. I can't. Look,
I think somebody could maybe tell him... that when you like wrestle plastic bags like that, your audio is going to really sting people listening.
I don't think he's thinking of audio quality, Tom. He's filming in his garage. He's got like a disco light thing, light show happening in the background. I'm more upset that he gave Cheez-Its an 8.
Yeah.
I think Cheez-Its is a superior snack, the pure kind, not the popcorn. I mean, does it get any better than a Cheez-It for a snack?
Cheez-It's a nice snack. I agree.
But to give the popcorn version an 8, it's disastrous.
The popcorn should be rated higher or lower?
I don't know. I imagine it's pretty good. I haven't tried it, but...
What are you saying, though? Which way...
It should be higher. Oh. I mean, Cheez-It is a great brand. And
it's a great brand. Yeah, I love popcorn.
Could you even imagine
being I can't imagine anybody doing anything that we've seen. None. No.
Being like, I have to buy these and then make a video... educating the public on how I feel they taste.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
It's Thursday night, 11:24. Of course, can't account for time, you know. The cultists are here basically for the past 45 minutes. I've been squeezing my balls and the veins inside my balls brutally, waking me up by that. Then I go back to sleep and they do it over and over and over. These guys are here right now. I don't think there's a female with them, but they are bad people. This is nothing compared to eye torture or anything like that. It is just a brutal way to wake up. It's not just squeezing the balls. It's moving them around. It's doing the vein inside the ball. It is horrific. I haven't had that bad in a while. I hope the cultists who are here right now can get exposed.
Well, that was my palate cleanser for you. Hope you enjoyed it.
That was cool.
You like that?
I enjoy these so much. I like these as much as you like your horrible or hilarious. So
I know.
That felt fun for me.
God damn.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, that was
What?
Nothing. So before we go, I should mention there's new stuff in the store. If you go to store.ymhstudios.com, in about a week or so, we'll have an announcement. So The poster sold out, the limited edition poster. We have an I Got the Antibodies t-shirt.
Sweet. Which when I was
dressed up for that Czar face video. Big titted animal mug. A t-shirt from the movie I was in, Flinch, where I played Ed Terzian, the movie Flinch that Cameron Van Ooy directed. Two Bears mug, big titted animal koozie, knucklehead tee, big titted animal shirt. Visit. There's new things there. New stuff coming. Thank you guys for your support as always. Thank you for everybody that joined us for the live show. It'll be up, like I said, through the weekend. So go to livestream.ymhstudios.com. Christina, you're going on the road.
I am, bro. This week I am in Des Moines. I believe Sunday is the only show there are tickets left on.
Some call it Des Moines, but yes.
Oh, Des Moines.
Yes.
And then Fartniks, Arizona, April 23rd.
Super fun club.
24th. I can't wait. And then, West, one night only, Breast Balls Beach, West Palm Beach, May 6th. The tickets are almost gone. Shartlick Titties, June 11 and 12. San Antonio, July 15 through 17. Liberty Township, Ohio. Columbus.
You're on the road.
I'm Oklahoma City. I'm doing it all, folks. Check them out. ChristinaPOnline.com.
This weekend, I'm doing shows, during the week, I should say, in Spanish. I'm doing San Antonio, Houston, and we sold out Dallas. We added a late show. That's going to be on Thursday in Dallas at the Addison Improv. And then, on the road, more Spanish shows in June in Ontario, and another Spanish show. But I also have a bunch of English shows. They're all at TomSegura.com. Go to the tour page. And then hopefully, soon enough, we'll be able to announce more shows as people get vaccinated and things go back to normal.
I know. It's coming. That'd be great. It's almost here.
Can't wait.
Can't wait.
All right.
Gene.
I think that's it, Gene. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Here is Electronic Dance Moose by Mr. Mobius to take us out. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye, Gene.